So you are talking now nations that can wipe out this world, literally, in command of more technology than you have. And you have a lot. You have it stashed in about 15 places across the United States. It's called sarin, anthrax. You've got these depots, and those canisters are starting to leak. Now, doesn't that thrill you? These are in your communities I'm talking about. And when you kick up a wind of 200 miles an hour, you're going to spread a lot of disease and chemicals. So we do have to be very, very careful how we handle any kind of integration. And you're going to have to face the fact that very likely, if you get an upper respiratory infection these days, if you go to a physician, he may be able to give you an antibiotic and it may work. But don't play with it. Go ahead and take your colloids. Build up your immune system with Gondriana. Nobody else has it. Use a lot of Oxysol. Nobody else has it. I'm asking the team to please either lower the prices some way, double up, half price, whatever, right now, over the next little bit. I'm sorry, Margie.
It's all
right. But if this thing, even in Texas, gets worse, you're just going to have to do something to attend yourselves. Don't play with these things, because they're intended to be deadly. And they measure. This is the way they do their control studies, we'll call it. I don't intend to even suggest right here that I'm going to tell you what to do about this, but I would really appreciate it if we could make it so that our own people can get a little more quantity. I don't know. I do know. I know it's very hard for you ones trying to struggle along and just get a paper out to be dumped with one more load and maybe even less income or something. But maybe quantity, they'll buy more. I know it's been discussed. Why can't we have some advertising in our paper? Why can't we advertise our products? No way. No way. As you read this, you can see what the Khazarians do. As far as advertising, that is the way they manipulate and control your paper. If you are depending on that advertising for your livelihood, all they have to do is pull off the advertising and you're gone. That's all they have to do. We're not going to play that game. And if we start advertising our product, we're going to get them coming after us, just like George Green did, by contaminating something and then sending it to the FDA and saying, well, this is a product they put out, dirty swamp water. The only thing was they took the wrong product and they sent Dr. Merkel's stuff. There's a lot of things that are fun on the other side, too. So hold it in your heart. Now, as far as, and one thing I should have brought up at the board meeting, so make a little note of this, is that the lease on the farm expires next December. And we're going to have to decide what to do about it. And there are several opportunities to go in different ways. This year, I believe that not Duncan's, but a man by the name of Davis is going to do some organic crop growing in there. But it means a water supply system and several things. But that is a topic that needs to make a notation, because we only have one more year, this year. There are many, many products that once you could get permission, for instance, again, to grow hemp, that made the very best ropes. They used it all the way back into Egyptian times. It makes incredibly good linen-like cloth. It is one of the best protein plants available. It is almost a miracle plant in itself.
I'm not sure if they got it through. I think they got it through cannabis.
Yes, they did. Okay. Where they can grow for these other products. We're going to take a break here in a minute. Maybe we're just going to close a meeting. I don't know. But it has been an absolutely incredibly long 2 days. And we have some stuff to finish up. So we won't be able to stay very late. But I want everybody who wants to feel this material on her. It's tree. It's called tinsel. It's made from a byproduct of the paper industry. And there are some, quote, tree products. And I think that any of you have ever tried to split a eucalyptus trunk into firewood would recognize this fiber that you can hardly get through with your axe. So there are many varieties of trees, quick-growing, fast-growing plants that could be grown literally as crop for fiber. I would classify this more as feeling like a very heavy silk, what you ladies would refer to as stonewash. You wash it in cool water, and that's about all the tending it needs. So I just wanted to run that past you. That is a product you're going to need, especially if you're not allowed to grow something like hemp. As long as they let you use the petroleum products. But, wow, that is such a controlled commodity that you can't depend on oil. It depends on what they want you to use and what they want you to pay and what they want you to have. There are a lot of fibrous products out there.
Commander?
Yes.
Information was given to me about a year and a half ago.
Can't hear yet. Up here. Push it up for.
Information was given to me about a year and a half ago, just this is a very short statement, on how to grow your hardwoods, like to use for building products?
Yes.
From an acorn to a full-grown tree that normally takes 50 years, you can do it in 5 years. And it's simply by nourishing through blue-green algae and what they call kelp seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
You mix that in a compost, and you can experiment around with it, and you can actually grow a full-grown hardwood tree in one-fifth of the time.
Well, there are a lot of things, wonderful, wonderful things. And if we can get through some of this political mess, then we're destined to be able to utilize some of this. And I really don't want all of you to have to consider moving off to Egypt or anywhere. But don't let it go too far from your mind. That's where you came from. I don't know why you would object to going home. Unfortunately, Egypt got to be such a nasty place that nobody wanted to be there either. Those were not nice people either. Isn't it amazing that the serpent races have usurped almost everything? The cobra on the front of the crown or the headdress. That says, I am one of these serpent people. And the ones who struggled to try to change things then didn't fare too well. And so you keep making this effort over and over again. And it's always against the same enemy who comes in many forms. You see, God is in every form. Hear me well. God is in every form. And therefore, in everything is your ability, if you are of God, to create from all of these wonderful things. the Antichrist comes along, the adversary, I prefer to call him, comes along, and he is very physical. Very physical. I will steal your soul is the game, and I will do it through the physical senses. And so he never has to change his game. He's the Lord of the earth, you see. And he cannot create. He must take whatever is available and use it. And so he will steal it, beg it, borrow it, doesn't matter. And he will always end up in some destructive manner of getting what he wants, which is everything of the physical world. He isn't really interested in what happens afterwards. He will promise you anything about afterwards. He will never keep the promise. He can't. And you can't take that with you. And yet, your poets will come along and say, oh, well, you can't take anything with you. Oh, yes. You take everything there is of spiritual value. You bring it into this life, and you take it out with you. The only things that you leave are those things that you no longer have any need to possess at all. If you want gold in that other life, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter a whit. It has no value because you can just create it. It has no real intrinsic value on your place, except the value attributed or set for it by the elite to see what they, the kings, if you will. And the jewels, oh, they sparkle. They're so pretty, aren't they? What in the world do you need with that when you're playing with stars? So let's keep some balance in our perception, because you cannot not have these physical things to accomplish what we need to accomplish. And some of this team has really had a hard go of almost 2 years creating what we need. So if it seems that we're ignoring everybody, that's not what we're doing. We are working the buns off. Because I do not take can't for an answer. God will provide. All you have to do is accept and make it work. Just accept and then make it work.
Commander, excuse me.
Well, I just want, and then I'm through, I want to express some appreciation to Jose and Jesse. You're doing some outstanding work, and I'm very, very grateful. Now your turn.
You caught me. One of the issues, you just said God is in everything and from these trainings and experiences over life. That's very true for me. So he's in Satan. He's in the robotoids. He's in all of the game of this illusion. And in what way? A deep way that's left yet to be awakened in those things?
Well, you have to have the other side to even appreciate what you are and what you have. These are the experiences on an earth planet. And earth, believe me, only means terra, ground, living substance, life-sustaining. Your earth happens to be known in the cosmic area as Shan, or it will be just given digits, numbers, because there are many places where you have earth. And so that's pretty much of a generic term. God is, and there's only one. And so if you have a fragment off from that one, and let me tell you something. I'm going to just remind you. There are some things that are expressed by human beings that are not even beginning to be acceptable to Satan. And when you cross that threshold, and many hundreds of thousands have, And we're speaking about a race who will even claim themselves to be satanic. Lucifer does not sanction that. Satan does not sanction that. These are vile things, destructive things. He's only out to win a war, a game. He is the adversary that allows you to relate to what you are, where you are, against this testing mechanism, against your errors, your learning. This other stuff is evil. And when people tell you, oh, there's no, they're evil. There may be no definition to good or bad, but some things you know certainly are bad. Some things are immoral. But if you think there is nothing that represents evil as a being, as people, as humans, then I want you to read a little bit more closely where we talk about human versus HU, higher universal man. And in many of these instances, the soul essence or the Christed essence, other than the knowledge of the rules, is kind of bred out of them. And when you're gifted with a child into this life, there is nothing so precious in these days to be gifted with a child that will be of God. And then you can have sorrow, pity, compassion, whatever it is, for the myriads of little children either brought forth or murdered in the womb. These are the things of a physical world. And these are the games of graduation. How do you return a world to it even where it was? Because, you see, you want to go back to your Constitution. Well, people of the United States of America, you stole the Constitution mostly from the Iroquois Indians. And then you built it up. A black man was half a man. Remember? And these wonderful fathers of your nation, Mr. Jefferson, for instance, he had slaves. He had one mistress who was a black woman that he took all over Europe. He had slaves all of the time. So stop believing all this baloney. All of the ones who put together the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, etc., were Masonic people. That does not make them evil people, but Washington, D.C. is laid out on Masonic symbology for their streets even. The obelisk of the Washington Monument is symbolic. And it's not of God. Or is it? Everything that makes it up is of God. So God is within everything, even the most evil. But it's what man has done with it. And you can go back to some of your motion pictures, and you can get a lot out of something. You die in this state of evil. And the little black guys are going to come get you. And I don't mean black skinned. These are going to be little dark energies. And they're going to haul you off. And you're going to wish you hadn't.
Other comment I wanted to make. Talking about the greatness of and the power of hemp. I didn't know it was so powerful as a food. You say protein. I just wanted to comment, a friend of mine has four big factories already running now in huge country over there and importing some very fine rugs and clothes. I'm not particularly interested in that business. Maybe someone is. I'll make an introduction. That's just a statement. To finish, what I had on my mind, is there a particular thought for a young man who is in some very deep desperation? And
yeah, just don't say any more. Everything in this room is tapped. I tried to get the word out before we got into even this much of a discussion. It is not going to help him. We did what introductions we felt we could. Makes him in danger, you in danger, everyone around you in danger, and most especially that young man. So I don't want it discussed in this room. You can go outside if you want in the break and talk about it to others. I don't even know how to catch anybody up with it without talking about it, so I'll just have to decline. But I know what you're talking about. Anyone else? Could we take a break? Let's take a break. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was decided then after the break to bring the meeting to a close so there was no more meeting. Thank you for listening and tune in next time.